It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com, also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Today, joining me at the administration building, I've got Commissioner Tony Martinez. We're going to talk all about the fairgrounds and everything that's going to go on out there and everything that's it's ready. We just need to be allowed to go out and use it, right?
Hey, I think everybody's ready to get outside and enjoy things. So, yeah, we've been kind of polishing things up a little bit. We're ready to have some folks come back out, and I know, like we said, they're ready. So,
and you know, the thing about it that's great is the fact that it's there, the facility's there, and we're going to start getting to the point where we can do, you know, softball tournaments, soccer, and those kinds of things, and really utilize that event center.
Yeah, the whole fairground complex we've been working on through the COVID, as we haven't had events going on. We've done things like at the RC Airport. We've added outlets so the folks that are flying their planes out there can charge better. We've added new lighting, new LED lighting, so we've saved money, or will save money as that works out. So the soccer fields, you really haven't done much out there other than maintain them, but they're looking really good. The grass is going to be great for them this year. You know, we've came up with a name. We had a contest. The high school students came up with a new name for our fishing pond. So we're going to be announcing that at our next commission meeting as well. So a lot of little improvements we've done out there, and we know we're going to get geared up and ready for a bunch of events this summer.
So then we've got the name for the fish pond coming up. Another thing that's happened is we have rescheduled that Diamond Rio concert for sometime in August, I believe.
Yep.
So we're looking forward to getting those things rolling and kind of getting back to the business of having people come into the county.
Yeah, we have. And there's, as you mentioned, Dave, we have the concert coming up, but we also have a rodeo. We've had a promoter out of Texas that's reached out to us, and we're going to have a rodeo this summer. We've got the high school rodeos coming up as well. It's just starting to stack up. Another thing that's coming up as well is we have a bunch of weddings. Due to COVID and people not being able to get out, I guess they found other things to do, and now we're having a bunch of weddings. So we're excited to show it off and ready for everybody to get out and kind of get back to normal.
Well, and that, I think, is going to be hopefully the phrase for 2021, is back to some sense of being normal and normalcy. Is there anything that is going on, you know, relatively quickly, or are we still to the point where we can't really have anything out there? I know another thing that I see too, and maybe you can speak to that, is the ice skating rink.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I was out there just last night, as a matter of fact, and they've got kids doing hockey. And then there's other kids out there doing their best. I don't know who's the newest figure skaters. I mean, I go back to Nancy Kerrigan, which is dating myself. But, you know, little kids out there doing the figure skating as well. So the ice is really good. We figured out a new process. Some of our maintenance guys have figured out a better way to get the water out there on the ice. So it's in top-notch shape. So if any of the kids want to go out, we have rentals there. And I believe the hospital is going to have a free ice skating day too, coming up on the 30th of this month. So that's a good thing to get out there and do.
Get out and take advantage of it. It's there for our use. Tony, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today about the fairgrounds. Once again, it's ours. Get out there and have a good time with it. Enjoy it, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we're all ready to do so.
All right, now for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.